Where are you going? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
The old man turned off the radio. Said, where did all of the old songs go? Kids sure play funny music these days. And they play it in the strangest ways. Said, it looks to me like they've all gone wild. It was peaceful back when I was a child. Well, man, could it be that the girls and boys are trying to be heard above your noise? And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth? A little boy of three sitting on the floor looks up and says, Daddy, what is war? Son, that's when people fight and die. A little boy of three says, Daddy, why? Young man of 17 in Sunday school being taught the golden rule. And by the time another year's gone around, it may be his turn to lay his life down. Can you blame the voice of youth for asking what is truth? Young man sitting on the witness stand, the man with the book says, raise your hand. Repeat after me, I solemnly swear. The man looked down at his long hair. And although the young man solemnly swore, nobody seemed to hear anymore. And it didn't really matter if the truth was there. It was the cut of his clothes and the length of his hair. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth? Young girl dancing to the latest beat has found new ways to move her feet. A young man speaking in the city square is trying to tell somebody that he cares. Yeah, the ones that you're calling wild are gonna be the leaders in a little while. This old world's waking to a newborn day, and I solemnly swear that it'll be their way. You better help that voice of youth find what is truth. And the lonely voice of youth cries, what is truth?
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you? You have stolen my dreams and my childhood with your empty words, and yet I'm one of the lucky ones. People are suffering, people are dying, entire ecosystems are collapsing. We are in the beginning of a mass extinction, and all you can talk about is money and fairy tales of eternal economic growth. How dare you?
Now, overnight, the president tweeting an emotional portion of Thunberg's remarks, writing, she seems like a very happy young girl looking forward to a bright and wonderful future. So nice to see. Many point out the president likely was sarcastic with that tweet.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Not a thing. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
You might remember that earlier this year in an interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC, Trump said straight up he would openly accept the help of a foreign government in the 2020 campaign if they offered dirt on an opponent.
Let's put yourself in a position. You're a congressman. Somebody comes up and says, hey, I have information on your opponent. Do you call the FBI?
I don't think it's coming from Russia, you do.
I've seen a lot of things over my life. I don't think in my whole life I've ever called the FBI. In my whole life. You don't call the FBI. This is somebody that said, we have information on your opponent. Oh, let me call the FBI. Give me a break. Life doesn't work that way.
The FBI direct.
No, your life doesn't work that way. Non-criminals' lives do work that way. You, on the other hand, have no shame. If a mobster called up Trump and said, let's meet down by the docks, I can't imagine him going, oh, no, I better run this by my lawyer. Quick, someone knock on Rudy's coffin. Again, Trump went out of his way to tell everyone on national television that if he could get a foreign country to interfere in the 2020 election by giving him dirt on a political opponent, he would absolutely do it.
Your campaign this time around, if foreigners, if Russia, if China, if someone else offers you information on an opponent, should they accept it or should they call the FBI?
I think maybe you do both. I think you might want to listen. There's nothing wrong with listening. If somebody called from a country, Norway, we have information on your opponent. Oh, I think I'd want to hear it.
You want that kind of interference in our elections?
It's not an interference. They have information. I think I'd take it.
Yeah, we know you'd take it because you already took it. Why? What's even the point of asking Trump these questions anymore? It's like rolling in Hannibal Lecter and saying, okay, we let you go. Are you going to eat any more guys? Also, I cannot help but notice that you're licking your lips while I'm asking this question. Now, this is where things started to get even crazier. About a month before that interview, Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, announced that he was planning a trip to Ukraine to push for investigations that would help Trump by getting that country's new government to dig up dirt on the origins of the Russia investigation and the family of Democratic candidate Joe Biden. Now, after an outcry, Rudy canceled the trip. And after he did that, he went on Fox News to explain himself. And by explain himself, I mean he did what he always does. He made it much worse by explaining hypothetically how he could meddle in the 2020 election if he wanted to.
The election of 2020 is a long time from now. And if I wanted to meddle in that election, which I don't, I could have held this for a year and dropped it right before the convention.
If I wanted to meddle in this election, which I don't, is not convincing when you put so much thought into how you would do it. If I was going to Ukraine, which I'm not, I'd fly American, I'd connect through Heathrow, I'd bring noise-canceling headphones, a nice neck pillow, because I'd want to be well-rested for the meddling. But once again, Rudy also accidentally said something very incriminating. As the Fox anchor was trying to get him to end the interview, Rudy just casually threw out the idea that if Congress called him to testify about this, he would cite executive privilege, which would imply that he's spoken directly to the president about this attempt to interfere in the 2020 election. And when Rudy said that, even the Fox anchor was taken aback by the fact that Rudy was making news.
All right, Mr. Mayor, please keep us in touch with what's going on. But for now, we'll let the world know you're not headed to Ukraine.
I'm not going.
All right.
And so they can call me before a
committee.
We're out of time. And maybe I'll take executive privilege or something.
Oh, boy.
I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, boy.
Well,
you're making another headline tonight,
Mr. Mayor. Happen,
but thank you for dropping
in. They are really pathetic.
And we gotta
go. They're scared, and they're on defense.
All right, we gotta go. Thank you for dropping in.
All
great
right.
to see you.
Only on Fox News do they follow, oh boy, you're making headlines with, well, we gotta go. It was like the director was in the booth screaming, go to commercial before journalism happens. So just to recap, that's where things stood before last week. The president said in public that he would welcome the help of a foreign government interfering in the 2020 election, and his personal lawyer was trying to get Ukraine to do exactly that. And then things got even more suspicious. For example, it was reported in August that Trump was seriously considering blocking $250 million in military aid to Ukraine. And then last week, we found out that in a phone call with an unnamed foreign leader, Trump had made a promise that was regarded as so troubling that it prompted an official in the U.S. intelligence community to file a whistleblower complaint.
We learned via the Washington Post that a whistleblower in the intelligence community filed a complaint against the president last month that was deemed to be credible and urgent by the inspector general, This complaint reportedly involves multiple acts by the president, including a promise Trump made on a phone call with a foreign leader. This intelligence officer was so disturbed, he or she filed a formal complaint under the Secret Whistleblower Protection Act. But we learned today the White House helped the Director of National Intelligence decide not to share this blown whistle with Congress, which is what he should have done with a complaint of this nature. The president this morning moved on the story like a bitch. He wrote, "Another fake news story out there. It never ends. Virtually any time I speak on the phone to a foreign leader, I understand that there may be many people listening from various U.S. agencies, not to mention those from the other country itself. No problem. Knowing all of this, is anybody dumb enough to believe that I would say something inappropriate with a foreign leader while I'm such a... I'm dumb enough to believe it. I don't know about any of you, but I am totally dumb. One of the reasons I'm dumb enough to believe it is because you remember that time in May of 2017 when you revealed classified information to a bunch of Russians in your office? That was a good one. This could be a big thing, by the way. This is going to be a tough one for the president to witch hunt his way out of, because the inspector general who found this complaint to be credible and urgent was nominated by Donald Trump. He's one of his guys, and he made a statement today saying he disagrees with the decision to withhold the complaint from Congress. He thinks Congress should look at it, which is a whole thing unto himself. It suggests that no one can blow a whistle on the White House.
Just last week, when you were touring your stupid border wall, you blurted out something about the technology built into the wall that even one of your own officials said should be kept a secret.
One thing we haven't mentioned is technology. They're wired so that we will know if somebody's trying to break through, and you may want to discuss that a little bit, General.
Sir, there could be some merit in not discussing that.
Okay. I like that. That was a great answer. I'll just tell you they're wired.
So that guy just said, don't tell them about the wires, and your response was, cool, but just so you know, they're wired.
And I'm totally wired. Totally wired. I'm totally biased. I'm totally wired.
I think your brain is wired, just the wires aren't in the right order. Of cameras and microphones, so I have no problem believing that Trump would try to extort a foreign leader with other people listening. That would not be surprising at all. And sure enough, over the weekend, we found out that not only did Trump pressure the president of Ukraine into investigating Biden and his son, he did it over and over and over again.
President Trump urging the president of Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden's son, Hunter, multiple times. That's according to the Wall Street Journal in a breaking news story just minutes ago. Sources telling the Journal that President Trump made the request about 8 times on a July phone call.
He brought it up 8 times on one phone call. 8 times makes it seem like a pretty obvious crime. It's like if you went on trial for stabbing a guy and said it was an accident, he fell on the knife, and they said 8 times? Yeah, he was wearing roller skates. Now, that report came after Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, had all but confessed in an insane meltdown on CNN. In fact, at one point during the interview, Rudy went from denying the story to admitting it like 30 seconds later.
Did you ask the Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden?
No, actually, I didn't. I asked the Ukraine to investigate the allegations that there was interference in the election of 2016 by the Ukrainians for the benefit of Hillary Clinton, for which there already is a court finding.
You never asked anything about Hunter Biden. You never asked anything about Joe Biden.
The only thing I asked about Joe Biden is to get to the bottom of how it was that Lutsenko, who was appointed, dismissed the case against Antac.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
What? You just said. You did. I mean, I've seen witnesses break down under cross-examination, but never the lawyer. Sometimes I can't decide with Rudy if he's really a confused old man or if it's all an intentional strategy that he keeps up because he's a confused old man. It was sometimes impossible to follow Rudy's logic and syntax in this interview. Just watch as, within the span of one sentence, he calls the allegation ridiculous, says he's proud of it, then calls it ridiculous again.
You want to cover some ridiculous charge that I urged the Ukrainian government to investigate corruption. Well, I did, and I'm proud of it.
Well, then, it's not a ridiculous allegation. You just admitted it.
I mean, that's like the easiest interview Chris Cuomo's ever done. He doesn't even need to be there. Just put Rudy on both sides of the screen and let him debate himself. It's a ridiculous allegation, but you said you did it. I did it. I'm proud of it. Cuomo also tried to point out that Rudy had contradicted himself, but Rudy denied it.
No, I have no problem with you launching allegations, but just be careful about what you say. I asked you, did you ask Ukraine to look at Joe Biden? You said no. Then you went on to say that you did.
No, I didn't say that.
It's all recorded.
What I...
Recorded? Oh! I thought we were having dinner. This isn't Tavern on the Green? I've been eating a steak this whole time. And of course, because Rudy was making wild and baseless accusations about Joe Biden or Ukrainians somehow colluding with Hillary Clinton to set up a rigged investigation or whatever, Cuomo asked him for, you know, proof. And of course, Rudy could not provide any.
And you know what you're going to find out? It was Ukrainian collusion with Hillary Clinton.
Well, let's telling you. Look, you don't want to give me the proof? That's fine. When it comes out,
I don't have to give you the proof.
You have to. It would be nice.
It's written in books. You just won't read it. It's all over the internet. Don't read it.
That does not mean anything. Everything is on the internet.
And I don't want to distort what I'm saying.
I don't want to distort.
You're totally biased.
I'm not biased.
You are,
Chris. Why would I have you on if I were biased, knowing that we're going to have this kind of conversation?
Because it is sad to watch what happened to you. It's sad.
Sad to watch what happened to me. I'm a sellout.
You are a sellout.
You are telling me that I'm a sellout.
To knowing the damage had been done, Rudy had to once again engage in this ritual walk of shame from the CNN studios over to the Fox News studios, where they played his CNN interview for him, made him watch it, and tried to get him to explain it. And I love that Rudy tried to pull a Clark Kent and put on glasses so that people would think he was a different guy. Now watching this tape, I don't know who that good-eyed lunatic is, but he's speaking nonsense. He should be fired. And once we started to find out the truth of what happened, the same routine played out that has happened with previous Trump crimes. First, he denied it, then he admitted it, and basically said, so what? Watch the progression of Trump's changing story from Friday morning to Sunday morning to later that same Sunday.
Did you discuss Joe Biden, his son, or his family with police?
It doesn't matter what I discuss. I had a great conversation with numerous people. I don't even know exactly who you're talking about.
The conversation I had was largely congratulatory, was largely the fact that we don't want our people, like Vice President Biden and his son, creating to the corruption already in the Ukraine. But just so you understand, the conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect.
Can you say whether on this call you raised Joe Biden or his son's name with Ukraine?
Well, I don't even want to mention it, but certainly I'd have every right to. And there was no pressure, no nothing. There was no pressure. That was not pressure. I know when I give pressure, and that was not pressure.
So he went from it doesn't matter what I discussed to I don't want to talk about it to we talked about Biden to it was a perfect conversation to if I did talk about Biden, then I'd have the right to talk about Biden to I didn't pressure anyone. Can't believe I'm saying this, but maybe you should let Rudy step in here. The president of the United States allegedly used his power to extort a foreign leader to meddle in the 2020 election on his behalf, and his rabies-brained vampire lawyer is going on TV and admitting to it. If this isn't impeachable behavior, I don't know what is. The House should impeach him immediately, or at the very least, someone should pick up the phone and say,
oh, let me call the FBI.
So is there a question, then, that there was that the president's trying to interfere in the next election? If he is talking to a foreign government about his political opponent in 2020 about something that he believes his son did, where there's been no proof of any wrongdoing. Does that in itself mean that he was trying to interfere in the 2020 election?
Well, we spent 2 years investigating whether or not there was collusion with the Russian government. Here, the president apparently directly solicited the Ukrainian government for what some would say assistance in the upcoming federal election. So there's the, one would argue, there's the collusion, the conspiracy right there. The president himself is directly soliciting.
Is that impeachable?
Do you know why the president hasn't gone to the FBI about these allegations?
I don't. And I think the bigger story here is really what went on with Biden and his son. What I do find is inappropriate is the fact that Vice President Biden at the time's son did very significant business dealings in Ukraine. I, for one, find that to be concerning.
Well, I don't understand. So it's okay for Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump to do business all over the world. It's okay for Ivanka Trump to have copyrights approved all over the world while President Trump is president. But while Vice President Biden was vice president, his son shouldn't have been able to do business dealings?
Again, I don't really want to go into more of these details.
Just a perfect day. Drink sangria in the park. And then later, when it gets dark, we go home. Just a perfect day. Feed animals in the zoo. Then later, a movie too, and then home. Oh, it's such a perfect day.
We had a very great conversation, very straight, very honest conversation. Now, I will say this. I said absolutely nothing wrong. It was perfect.
I'm glad I spent it with you. Oh, such a perfect day.
My conversation with the president, the new president of Ukraine, was perfect.
You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on. Just a perfect day.
The conversation, by the way, was absolutely perfect.
Just a perfect day. You made me forget myself.
Call was a great call. It was a perfect call. A perfect call.
Oh, it's such a perfect day.
It was a perfect conversation.
I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day.
But just so you understand, the conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely perfect.
You just keep me hanging on. You just keep me hanging on.
But the conversation I had with the president of Ukraine was absolutely a 10. It was perfect.
Is doing what Trump just admitted to doing over the weekend a high crime? Well, certainly if the president of the United States is using the executive branch inappropriately in order to try to destroy his political opponents, that certainly would rank among the category of offenses that could be impeachable.
So I'm skipping this one, Trevor, okay? I'm not getting burned by another scandal that lasts 2 years and goes nowhere. You heard the Swedish climate girl. We have 12 years left before the oceans swallow us, so I'm not wasting time on this impeachment bullshit. Again, I don't want my last words to be Marco Rubio seems open to and we all drown.
No, but Ronnie, this is different. You see, this time there's strong evidence against Trump. There's a whistleblower in his own government.
Oh, great, a whistleblower. Yeah, that was the missing piece. So, you know who else blows a whistle? Referees and lifeguards, okay? And if they can't stop James Harden from traveling or a five-year-old from taking a dump in a pool, how are they gonna stop the president from doing anything?
Okay, but even the details we've learned so far are damning. A sitting president reached out to a foreign leader, possibly holding back aid in exchange for dirt on a political opponent. This scandal could be the one that finally sinks Trump.
Oh, really? Oh, this is the one? this is the scandal. This is the one. All right. Yeah, this is the one. Not the time he paid hush money to a porn star. Remember what happened then? Yeah, Trump got away with it. His lawyer went to jail, and now I can't watch porn without thinking of campaign finance law. Or what about the time his son met with Russians in Trump Tower? They investigated that for 2 years, and it ended with Officer Frankenstein being like, gee, it's not really my department, blah, 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 blah. Do you know how much effort it takes to follow all these scandals? I learned what an emolument is. I even kind of learned how to pronounce emolument. And for what? Every one of these scandals was gonna be the one, and it never is. In fact, I wouldn't be shocked if this scandal ends with Ukraine going to jail and Trump becoming president for life.
Yeah, but Ronnie, Nancy Pelosi today announced the start of a formal impeachment inquiry.
Oh, a formal impeachment inquiry. Oh, why didn't you just say so? Who cares? Even if the Democrats impeach Trump, it'll just go to Mitch McConnell, who's gonna hide it in his neck flaps, and then everyone's gonna argue about it, and then Trump will start a fight with Mariah Carey on Twitter for some reason, and then it's 2020, I've wasted another year and a half of my life again, okay? Okay? I can't go through this again. Please don't make me. Please, Swedish girl, please kill me with your rising oceans. Do it now and free me from this hell. Anyway, to answer your question, there's a good chance Trump gets impeached, yes.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.